Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Well, any mesech the sugga daf bezim and beis. The Gemara here starts off. We had on daf bezim and aleph three pshatim and what the psul of malam michaf is. Rabbi's pshat was that the psul of malam michaf is because you won't be able to notice you in the sukkah, and he darshens leman yedu der seichem. You have to sit in the sukkah b'ayfin that you know that you're in the sukkah. Rav Zeri says that the reason is because if it's a malam mechaf, you won't be able to get tzeil. And he darshens the pasuk with sukkah til tzeil yemam, that the sukkah has to have tzeil. And Rava says it's because if you have the malam mechaf, you won't be able to make it a diris arai. And he darshens with sukkah teishu shivis yamim, then it has to be a diris arai. So then the Gemara goes through why the other hamram didn't hold of the, each one didn't hold of that. Everyone didn't hold of Rava. Because the man yedu doesn't mean that you have to know you're sitting in a sukkah. Ma'edu means you deal the deiris that Hashem put us in an aniyah covet. And why did Devon all the Krib say? Because it's a hulamaisim mashiach siv. And why did Devon all the Rav? And Mishun Kusha da Abayah. Abayah was saying that there's no psul of having the walls that are kvat. Because elamayata maisis kasha mechilat chizis barzel. There's no psul. So you see, there's no psul of the walls being kvat. At kan de gemar. And one interesting aura. The first Rashi in the Masechta, sukkah. Rabbi Yudah Machshe, B'Gemara Mefarish B'Ktayim. So there's a Girsa, B'Gemara Mefarish B'Ktayim B'Mai. The Maram, in the back of the Gemara, B'Gemara Mefarish B'Ktayim B'Mai, that's how he's Girsa. And he says, what Rashi means is like this. It says, Sukkah Shigvay L'Mal Me'Mas Ma'am Is Psula. The Gemara is going to explain, not in all cases, B'Ktayim B'Mai, which cases are Mechlekes? According to Rabbah, the Mechlekes is only by Mechitzas, that are ain megiyas suschach, mechitzas megiyas suschach, there's no machlekes. According to Reb Zeir, the machlekes is only medal on a dal, if it's more than dal on a dal, there's no machlekes. So that's what it means, pluktayu b'may. Well, interesting why Rashi would have to bother saying that. What was shver in the Mishnah that Rashi would have to say pluktayu b'may? But even if the girsa is pluktayu b'may, maybe it means what's the source of machlekes, but for our girsa, the Gemara Mefarish pluktayu, which was zicha seemed to mean the source of machlekes. Why didn't the Maram learn that the Pshat and Rashi is, the Gemara is going to explain to the Svaras HaMachlekes. So Rabbi Yeshua says the reason why Rashi didn't want to learn that way, is the reason why the Maram didn't want to learn Rashi that way, I mean, is because the Gemara never explains what the Machlekes is. The Gemara just explains the reason for the Rabbanan. The Gemara never explains the reason for Rabbi Yehuda. So we have the reason for the Rabbanan, that it's Laman Yedu, or Tzeil, or Dira Sarai, but we don't have a reason for Rabbi Yehuda. So you can't say B'gmar Mefarish B'Ktayim means what's the Svar of Machlekes, because the Gemara never explains the Machlekes, never explains the reason for Rabbi Yehuda. That's how the Pei Yeshua understands how the Maram learned Rashi. But the Pei Yeshua says no, he would think that Rashi means B'gmar Mefarish B'Ktayim, not Garius B'Mayim, even if you are, what's the Svar of Machlekes? Aye, where did the Gemara explain the Svar of Machlekes for Rabbi Yehuda? Teretz is this Gemara. Because since the Gemara said, Kula Karab Elami Hu Yedila Teretz, so according to Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda also Yedei L'Deiris. Since this Kula Krab Zeir Le'amri Yehu L'Maisa Mashiach, so the Pshat is that according to Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Yehuda also L'Maisa Mashiach. And Rava has Kusha Dabai, the walls are allowed to be Kavat. So that's how you explain the time of Yehuda, he holds that the walls are allowed to be Kavat. That's Pshat Pluktai. You see, it also fits L'Chayr, because why wouldn't Rashi say the other two, Eni Gvaya Asara, and Eni Beishol Shfalist, the Gemara says, Rashi's Gemara Mefarish Taima, Nami Gemara Yalaflu, the Gemara has the reason for it. But here, why wouldn't Rashi at least tell you that the Gemara says the reason? L'chai is a shtick of Rai like the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua is bothered with the Gemara in Erev and Nav Gimel. The Gemara in Erev and Nav Gimel has a kasha. It says that the reason why Mavli, Lamala Me'esha, Mama is possible is because there's no heck, you won't be able to notice the Kaira. So fact, the Gemara, according to that, why, according to Rabbah, Sukkah is also a Shailen Heker. That the reason why it's possible is you won't be able to notice the Schach. And Mavli, it's possible because you won't be able to notice the Kari, Kari Mishim Heker. And more than 20 Amis, you won't be able to notice the Kari. So why would Rabbi Yudah Rabban argue both, in both cases? So it reminds me of the Teres, that Sukkah, you're sitting, so you'll be able to notice it better. Mavli, you're just walking, so you won't be able to notice this as much. But the Shaila is, it sounds like Oy Bazai, the Machlekes Bina and the Rabbanan is not if you have to notice it. The Machlekes Bina and the Rabbanan is if you do notice it. If you do, you notice it. Otherwise you can't say, why did I have to argue in both places? So, As far as Rashi is concerned, the Pnei Yeshua says Ein Chinami. According to Rabbi, the Gemara never explained the Machlokes. It was kind of self-evident that the Pshat Rabbi Yehuda was that you do notice it above 20. And Rashi means according to Rava. According to Rava, the Tam of the Rabbanu is Sukkos Dira Sarai, but Sukkos Teishu Shivas Yom has to be Isad Dira Sarai. And the Gemara says a number of times, if Yehuda holds Dira's Kavad Inan. So in the end, the Gemara does explain the Machlokes according to Rava. So according to Rava, we have the Machlokes. But the Peshu is very bothered, Gemara Evin. It's not a very shver. How would you be able to know Sukkah from Erevin or Erevin from Sukkah, particularly Sukkah from Erevin? Because, first of all, what's Takab Shad? Rabbi Yehuda Lamaisa doesn't dash in Laman Yehudu, Vaharaya. Even if you're going to say the Pshad and Rabbi Yehuda is that it is Shalab Ba'ina, like you see in Erevin, he holds it Shalab Ba'ina. But Al Karchach, he doesn't dash in Laman Yehudu. So how would you know that he holds it Shalab Ba'ina? There's no halachic nafkemina of Laman Yehudu. So Al Karchach, he doesn't dash in it. What would he dash in it for? What halach is it telling you? He doesn't dash in Laman Yehudu to tell you that you have to know you're sinning the Sukkah, because what halach is he learning from it? He holds it is Shalab Ba'ina. So once he doesn't dash in it, so how do you know he holds it Shalab Ba'ina? Al-Kharit Shver, what's Pashib Shat in the Gemara and Erevim? Why you need two Machlaikis in? If Lamaisa, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of Laman Yehudu, so how would you know from this Machlaikis that he holds that it's Mishra Shalab Ba'ina? That's a Peishu by Shver. Al-Kapanim, I think Peishu is right. Pashib Shat in Rashi is that B'mar Mefarish B'Ktayu means that there's the Rabbanan had the three reasons why they passel, and Rabbi Yehuda, whatever reason each Amari doesn't hold the other Amari, that's Rabbi Yehuda holds according to all three Amaris. Now, the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara brings the Kim to Rabbi Yeshia, Amirab, Machloik Shem, Tfanis Megiyas Eschach, Al Tfanis Megiyas Eschach, Afilu Malam Eshema Mekshere. If the Tfanis reaches Eschach, there's no Machloikis, everyone holds, even the Malam Eshema Mekshere. The Gemara says, who is the goal? It goes like Rab Ozish and the Shalab Eina. The cave in the Tfanis Megiyas Eschach, Mishla Shalab Eina. Since the Tfanis are reaching the Eschach, so merely you will notice it. So Taizah Sakasha, Tezimasul Kevin the Defanis, that by Ner Chanukah, which is Lamalam Eshemama, which is Lashal Beina, and by Kairis Mavu, which is Lamalam Eshemama, there the Defanis do reach the Ner Chanukah, and they do reach the Kairis Mavu. So Mamela, what's the Pshat that was saying here by Defanis Begirs Eschakas Mishal Shal Beina? So what would be the Psul of Ner Chanukah Lamalam Echav, for Kairis Mavu Lamalam Echav? There you have Defanis Begirs Eschak. So Taisa says it's not the same. Because that's much smaller. The Kaira is only a Kaira Tefach, so Mela won't be Shalab Ena. A Sukkah is much wider. The Rashba and the Chidushim and the Dvar and the Chidushim and Erev and Nafgim will also say the same Teretz. And the Rashba says the Gavalda Kiddush Lefiza, that if you make a Kaira that's 7 Tfachim wide, then it would be Kasha Lamala Michav. Just like my Sukkah is Mechitzis Megiyas Eschach, it's Kasha Lamala Michav, it's considered Shalab Ena. Because since it's Megiyas Kasha Shalab Ena, the only thing he's saying, Kairi is much smaller, but if they make a Kairi the same size as Sukkah Zayin Fachim, and the Mechitzas and Megiyas Eschach, then it'll be kosher by Kairi also. Rather, the Chidushi Arandi and Erevin says, no, even though Minasar it's Shalab Beina, but since normally it's smaller and it's not Shalab Beina, so Loi Plug, they didn't make a Shia of how big the Kairi is and it'll be Shalab Beina. But that's what the Rashba says, and it goes with this Teretz. So Kam Rishainim hold with its Teretz, Taisus and the Rashba and Van Erevin, that when we say the fat mechitzas megiyas eschach shalab ein is dafka by a large area like a sukkah which is 7 tefachim, a small area like a kaira or an ner chanukah which is only a tefach, you don't say shalab ein even by mechitzas megiyas eschach. But the Ritva here says another teretz. It's interesting. The Ritva here and the Ritva Erevin. The Ritva's teretz says the kaira shumuk of beis mechitz kelchus and the arivun ashlishes tefach. U defanes megiyas eschach v'roy atzmei besukkah. And if Roy Atzim Mechusav Oyim Etachas Akiri, Yevshesh Layashav Libadash Yeshav Tachas Eschach. He's inside, the two mechitzas around him, and he sees himself covered. There's a difference if he's inside or outside. When you're inside an enclosed area, then you can notice the roof, even if it's more than 20 amos. So I think the Tur holds that way, the Tur and Rebbeinu Yoel. The Tur is a machlokes is the Tur and Rebbeinu Yoel by Ner Chanukah, Siman Tafrei Shayin Aleph. The Torah brings to Rabbeinu Yoel that the Ner Chanukah Lamala Mechav is possible dafka if it's outside. But if in the house, even Lamala Mechav it's kasher, just like a sukkah which is kasher, the Tfanis and Megiyas Eschach. So the Chayr is then quoting outside and inside. A Kaira and a Ner Chanukah is outside, so you don't see it. But when you're inside, So then the Ner Chanuk L'malam Mechaf is good. And the Torah says, no, it's different than Sukkah. By Sukkah, the Sukkah is your roof. So when you have an inside area, you're inside a house, you notice the roof no matter how high it is. Rashenkin, the Ner Chanuk is not your roof. So if it's above 20 amos, you won't notice it even though you're inside. So I think both of them hold like the Ritva. They both hold the Chilek is, a Sukkah is an enclosure. Nothing to do with how wide the top is. But if it's an enclosed area, you'll notice your whole enclosure, including the roof, even if it's a Malam Mechav, as long as it's enclosed, as Mechizah Giyas Eskach. Now, Shaykin, a Kairin Amavi, it's outside, and the Ner Chanuk, which is outside, you're not in an enclosure, so you won't notice it. Now, the Rabbeinu Yael says, Ibezai, the Ner Chanuk inside is also good enough. And the Torah says, no, the enclosure, you'll notice the roof of the enclosure. You won't notice the other things about the enclosure. But L'chaya, both of them hold that it's not a matter of how big it is. L'chaya, both of them would hold that by Eimagiyas Eskach, and by Kaira, I mean, both of them would by a Kaira, which is not inside, even if it would be 7 Tvachim wide, if Aita wouldn't be Mishlat Shalaban. It doesn't matter how wide it is. It matters that it's an enclosure. It's like you're inside, you're in the area, you'll notice it much more. Let's go weiter. The Gemara brings down the Maimer of Rav Huna Merav, that the Mechleikis is when it's Dalan al Dalan Amis. If it's Dalan Dalan Amis, then you have a Mechleikis. More than Dalan Dalan Amis, everyone says it's Kasher. Why? Because it holds like a Mzeiri that's for tail. Since it's wider, so this tail. So Taisus asks the Kasher, if it's a drop wider than 4, you're going to already be Machsha, even if it's, even a lot. Of course, there's no tail Mechai Gavna. What's the Pshat? It's Kenega the Metzias. So he says, no, the pshat is, it's a proportion. If it's a drop wider, you're makshe a little bit more than 20. I'll skafid a proportion of dalan amis for eshrim. Now really, you could clarify, what if it's smaller than dalan? L'chaya, if you're going to go with a proportion, right? You're going with a proportion, that the pshat is that dalan amis that's more than eshrim is no tzel. So if it's 5 amis, so it's 25, right? Etc., right? So what about if it's 10 amis? So, the Mashah is Mavur, that's also Lafita proportion. Right? If you have 2 Amis, then it's 10 Amis, Ukadayma. Tashbats also says this. It's in Chaylik Al-Sim Kufchavav, the Rabbi Kvegan Gilian Shasim Mitzayin, the Darach Laner also. And so, Kumta is interesting. There's no real Shif 20. The Shif 20 is said Dafka by 4 by 4. He's bothered by that a little bit, and he says, because the Tumen is Stam Sukkah, like it's Stam Mechmein, the Chayyaseh Pelot, the Gemara says it's Pasal, what do you mean? Depends. So why sukkah is kosher if it's if a narrow sukkah is possible? Today we're talking about a specific sukkah. A normal sukkah is 4x4. Less than 4x4 is very hard to live in. The Gemara says not really a deer, really. And more than 4x4 you don't need. It's only a deer, it's a rye. So it's no matter 4x4. The same thing with Mechitz Megillah Eschach. He says, the normal sukkah, you're not going to make the sukkah all the way, the Mechitzis all the way Megillah Eschach. Why should you make such big Mechitzis? Normal sukkah is a Mechitz Megillah Eschach. I'm talking about a specific sukkah. So the specific sukkah is dalad adal. Deer is a psul eshim if it's less than dalad. So everything goes with the proportion. He says, otherwise the mitzvah doesn't work out. It's clear that the mitzvah works with the proportion. The Sfasem is also is bothered by it. He's just bothered by the Lashon. Also, this is machloikis if it's dalad adalad, avyesim dalad adalad is ksheira. You have a machloikis more than dalad adalad also. It's the same machloikis more than dalad adalad, less than dalad adalad, and dalad adalad. It's all the proportion. The Lashon, the machloikis is by dalad adalad, but more than dalad adalad is ksheira. Sounds like there's no machlekes. There is a machlekes. Yeah, we don't bask in this way, so we don't have anything in the Paiskim Klal Alacha LeMaisa. But this way, at least dims and mitzias, but the Lashon is very, very shver. Then ties to the second Eretz Inami, Kimul Rabbanan, Tafilu Begayva Elef, Yev Shishlei Kansel Schach Purta. Even if it's 1,000 Amis, you can have some Schach. And he brings a Gemara in Yuma for Kimlu L'Chachamit. That there the shear is of Yishav Adas, the shear is Gregorius. And it says for everybody the Yishav Adas is Tuva, and for like Malach HaBashin, the Yishav Adas is Purta. So as Hashemis is very bothered, what's Pashib Shat? Lamaisiv, there's no Tzel, there's no Tzel. What do you mean that there's there's going to be Tzel Schach Purta? Right? The Kreis Kasha was Avad Inken Tzel Sukkah. And now they're saying there's a little Tzel Sukkah. I mean, you don't see from the Gemara and Yuma that there is some Tzel. So he says that it all depends when it's noon exactly, then there'll be tzel no matter how high it is. There'll be one reg of the yayim, there'll be tzel no matter how high it is. But if it's a bigger sukkah, so that's considered ki'ilu with tzel, so k'shivas, of Tzel B'chai Gavna. That's what says Emes Malach. I mean, we mentioned before in on that base that the Ran and the Dva both hold that if it's above Chav, there is no Tzel altogether. But I think you can answer the Kasha. I think this is the Pshat and Tesis. I'll be the Ran. The Ran is bothered that there's B'chal no Tzel. Even in a Sukkah which is less than Chav, if it's a small Sukkah, there's no Tzel. So what does it mean that Ad Chav Amma Ad Neshe B'Tzel Sukkah? Zok the Ran, Kimul Chazal Netzimayit Techayim somewhat. Good. So once you say that, and all the whole tzel is a mir of the chayim, so you could say it's a Tesis Shtelling too, the Kimul Chazal in Yuma. We don't understand how Yishev Vadas works, but if you have this amount, there's a Yishev Vadas for Shakal Adam Purtam and for Tuva and for Hashem Turtur. It's the same thing. This mir tachayim that's there, if it's dal, there's certainly going to be some mir tachayim that's called tzel, and that works. Says Pshat, we don't understand it in Mitzias, but it fits better in the Gemara, that till Dalad Amis is no Tanon Bechlau, and the Shear is 20 Amis, and after Dalad Amis is no Tanon Bechlau, the Shear is even 120 Amis. And so all the Kimul Chazal, that the Schach will be Poyal, some Miat Chaim in the Sukkah, till Dalad Amis only if it's 20 Amis high, and after Dalad Amis, even if it's more than 20 Amis high. But we're calling that Miat Chaim Tzal, so I think Tesis means like the Ran. And now let's discuss another Inyan. The Gemara brings the Raya from Hilmi Amalka, and that she had a sukkah l'mala michaf amma, and this kingdom came from Amul Adavar. So Rabbanan said, Mishar Raya Isha, Isha Isha Turim in a sukkah. And the Yudah says, it was Sheva Banam Ha'ilah, and at least one of them was Tzarech L'imai, and Memela, that's why they would have told that they need Zakashu a sukkah. So this brings us the Machlekes, which Rabbi Kveg and Galina Shash tells to the Kamer Yishenin that say, that the chi of chinuch is only on the av and not on the aim. It's a shal on the paiskim. The ones that say the chi of chinuch is dafka on the av, because you have a problem. The shayna ask a kasha, we have a chi of chinuch, and we have a din of kat nechel nevelas, aim bezim mitzuvan la afrishay. The same shayna ma machalatina say and a loisa say. That by a say there's a chi of chinuch, and by a loisa say we say aim bezim mitzuvan la afrishay. But kam rishayna, and this is in Shulchan Aruch, that aim bezim mitzuvan la afrishay, the Rambam holds this way, but the av is mechuy of a chanchay. Then the shayla is that the av dafka was a huad in the ain. Taisa shanim and yuman emzon is dafka the av. Also the shayla shuvas mer amundberg simin resh. Also shuvas maimini in perik beis and she's also a ischaf. So kam rishayim says dafka the av. And they also kashav hilmi amalka. And they say two terutzim. Either because hilmi amalka there was an av there. Or because hilmi amalka did a lemitzu bi'alma. Kam rishayim say this. Lemitzu bi'alma. Taisa shanim and yuman, the shuvas mer amundberg and the guys maimini. And the Mekvega here in the Begulin Hashas is very bothered because the Gemara says that v'chi teima katan shein sarkum in the Rabbanim either banali ashkecha tar shema kol mesel le'osa al pi chachamim. You would think because katan shein sarkum is mid Rabbanim and she didn't care about their abundance. Tar shema, she didn't care about their abundance. If it was a mitzvah be'alma, so o b'shat Allah she didn't banali ashkecha. The Rabbanim also were mechayiv in the mitzvah. Stam she did a mitzvah be'alma me'echa teisa, she did a mitzvah be'alma. As I figure, Bikvega, already there was this kasha from the Chumas Adeshin, Simon Sadik Dal, the answer's kasha. You see, first in the Gemara, that the Ein is Mechuyiv to Mechanath the children. Chumas Adeshin, Simon Sadik Dal, also asked a kasha from the Gemara of Katan Yetzib Eirif Imai, that the Gemara is talking about if a Katan could go out with his mother's Eir. So the Gemara makes a chiluk if the father's there, if the father's not there. The Ein says, even if the father's not there, there's a shayla, could the Katan go out with Eirif Imai or not? If the Ein is not Mechuyiv to Mechanath, so katnech levesa ain bezim mitzuvan lafrishay. So what if the av is not b'masa? What are we discussing if the aim could go if the katan could wap eiriv imay? If the katan is nichel on the eiriv of the mother, vayistayis the mother also has a chi of chinuch. So sort of stipply it wants to say there's two dinim. There's a din chinuch that's the father's mechuyev in chinuch, and that's dafka the av. The av the chazal mechayev in chinuch, but the aim chazal mechayev in chinuch. But there's another din. You see from the chi of chinuch that there is a mitzvah on the katan. So that's not a chiyuv on the gadol, but there's a mitzvah on the katan, that the katan should do its chiyuv. So there's two dinim in chinuch. There's a chiyuv of the father, and there's also a mitzvah of the katan. It's all shmuz. If the pshat is the katan's considered a mechuyev mitzvah. He's naming on the katan's considered a mechuyev mitzvah. And that's stated in the din chinuch. So mela, this is what the Rishayim mean, the mitzvah of the alma. And rather there's no chiyuv on the mother to be mechanech. But the pshat is the ma'aser the katan is mechuyev. If the ma'aser the katan is mechuyev, So then she would be mechanech the mitzvah alma, meaning that the kan she mekayim his chiyuv, and that's the pshat called ma'aseh she'asa al pi chachamim, that avada the chacham would have instructed her to make sure the kan's mekayim his chiyuv. As I will type lansing l'chayim mitzvah chayim rakusha maybe, but l'chayim it's a bissel shveh because it's mashma the kan nechum level se'mezim mitzvah lefrishas din lechatchila. If you're going to say the kan's mechayiv, and of course the mother should make sure the kan's mekayim lechiyuv, so why shouldn't everybody make sure of that? It sounds like from the Gemara, the Gemara there brings that someone lost his keys, so they said, have been having children play there, and they'll bring the keys. What do you mean? If they're mechayiv, then they're doing an issur. I says that's not a problem, b'chlal. It's only on the father, there's a chiyuv chinuch. Now the Arishayim that say that everyone's mechayiv in chinuch, and that Gemara is talking about that not a gil chinuch. But the Rishayim that say that the way, that say, b'ein bezim so vishis, even by a gil chinuch, because the chinuch's only on the father, why wouldn't Bezin have to mafresh them inside of Kotten's Chiyuv? Why says there's no such thing? That's a bissel of shverkeit that the Chayin already asked, the Chumasadashin already asked, Kvega, how does this Gemara shtim? Here this Gemara is a Chayin Mavur, the aim is Mechayiv. Now the Yishayinim being a Rai, the aim is not Mechayiv, and the Gemara knows it. The Gemara there says that a father can make his son into a Nazir. The Gemara is two times, it's Alachi ben Nazir, Alachi Meshim Messinai, or as Lachi says, the Lachanchim in Mitzvahs. So Gemara says, Kasham, the Chayecha misses, why is it Dafka the Av? The Gemara says, because the Av is the only one that's Mechayiv. And the Gemara, they also says, why is Dafka Benoi? Because he's only Mechayiv to Mechanech the Ben. So you see there, the Av is Mechayiv and not the Ein. Some want to answer that Fakert. Rabbi Yechanan said, Alachi Benazir, with them on the Ein, is also Mechayiv. Mishlokish, it says, the Chayecha misses, the Gemara asks the Kasha, so why not the Ein? And the Gemara says, the Mishlokish, the Ein is not Mechayiv. So Melech Kachdim is Teres L'chayecha Mitzvahs, but La'alacha V'alacha V'echanan, and the reason is because of Halacha Ibn Azir. So Melech, the Pasha said the Gemara was that the aim is Mechayiv. Of Emes you could say in other Teres. Because already the Rishay Namas says in Azir already asked the Kasha. There, it also says that the Av, as the same Kasha, why B'nai not B'tai? The Gemara says that that the Chiyav Chinuch is Dafgan B'nai not B'tai. So, in fact, Taisus and Taisus Shanim Yuma also, that you see by the Mishnah Yuma Mefurish that you're not only Mechanech the son, you're Mechanech the daughter also. It talks about what age you start fasting on Yom Kippur for a boy and for a girl. So you see, Mechuyiv to Mechanech the girls also. So Taisus Nazar says, Tzarech Lechalek B'davar. He doesn't explain the Chalek. Shalos, which one does he mean? Does he mean that Yom Kippur is more Chamer? All mitzvahs, you're not Mechuyiv to Mechanech the daughter except for Yom Kippur. That's a Shver Zach. Why should Yom Kippur be different? Or fakert. All mitzvahs you are mechuyiv. By nazir is no din. So already there, the Taizir Rosh and the Rabbeinu Peretz Akayin there and nazir have two tzadim in that. But they say that if the girl will be mechuyiv in the mitzvah, then there's a chiyiv chinuch. But by nazir, no one's ever mechuyiv to be a nazir. It's like, why, what's the lechang of the mitzvahs? They should get it, as a kedusha, as a hiris, a precious, so that you don't have by a daughter. So Chayr, you could also answer, I think the Karenayr there is Shtelzach on this, that maybe you could say that's also chilt in the father and the mother. Anything which is a chiyiv, is, the mother is also mechuyiv. The din of madras b'noi b'nazir, that's not a chiyiv, that's for zahiris and precious. Maybe the zahiris and precious is only din on the father, not on the mother. V'av sheyesh l'chalik, that l'gabi the son and the daughter, you could say, that a daughter b'chlal, you don't have to train the daughter in zahiris and precious. That's not a tafkid in life. Tafkid the son that's mechayiv and talmatei after mechayiv him. Mashenkin, who's mechayiv to train? Maybe that'll be the same, the father and the mother. But I heard a chavamayna from Chaim Eisen Malamed, his name is, he said it's chayiv geshmak avart. He said this chayiv of menge menazi, this chinuch, lechayiv geit derayin and talmatei. That we know, that only a father's mechayiv to teach talmatei to a son, not the mother, it's marrying kedushin, and only the son and not the daughter, is mechuyev to learn Torah. So could be the din of Av, that Mandis Mei Menazah also has the same type of Torah thing. That is, he needs the Zahiris and Precious that's part of teaching him Torah. So there is a chilek, the Av and the Aim. The Av is mechuyev to teach Torah, the Aim is not mechuyev. Mashenki in mitzvahs, that the Av is mechuyev to make sure the children do the mitzvahs, there is no sort of the path to the Aim. The Av and the Aim would have the same chiyev. Kamavura now sugya. Yeah, l'chayev richtig esvar. But like we said, Kamer Rishayim hold that there's no chiyuv on the aim, and this Gemara is Sarachi. And there are Rishayim, the Rashba, others that say that there is a chiyuv on the aim. like the Chumash Sedeshin and Rabbi Kvegam. Halacha and Mishnah Berurah brings both days then, Shin Mem Gimel, if the Chiv is on the Eim or not.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.